for general management of confirmed PAH, we generally don't start with pharmacotherapy without considering other support therapies. It's first necessary to evaluate the severity in a systematic and consistent manner. Severity is one of the most important factors in deciding what kind of therapy would be appropriate. We coordinate care between local physicians and PAH centers. Our center places a high value on co-managing patients with referring physicians, and we strongly encourage our patients to continue their ties with their referring physicians because they need someone who knows them and can help manage their problems locally. We aggressively treat contributing causes. For example, if patients have underlying lung disease or they may have fluid retention or hypoxia, these are all things that we try to treat appropriately. We incorporate palliative care services when appropriate, and many of these patients may require social services to help them with managing at home and insurance issues. We strongly encourage people to participate in supervised exercise activity. It has been shown, for example, that pulmonary rehabilitation can bring about substantial improvements in functional capacity that equal or sometimes even exceed those obtained with pharmacotherapy alone. We maintain immunizations, encourage smoking cessation. It's extremely important that all women of childbearing age who have pulmonary hypertension are aware that pregnancy is strongly discouraged because of the high mortality rates, up to 50%, that are associated with carrying pregnancy to term. We discourage people from flying. If they must fly, we encourage them to use supplemental O2 to maintain a saturation of greater than 91%. And any kind of elective surgery is discouraged. If they do require surgery, it's best done at a place skilled in the management of PAH patients because they can be very challenging to manage in the perioperative period.